This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The global death toll from COVID-19 has topped 2 million, crossing the threshold on Friday, according to a tally kept by Johns Hopkins University. The bleak milestone comes amid a monumental but uneven effort to vaccinate people against the coronavirus. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says health systems around the world are being pushed to the breaking point.
Health workers are exhausted. Health systems are stretched, and we're seeing supplies of oxygen run dangerously low in some countries.
Some countries are seeing real hope of vanquishing outbreaks. In wealthy countries, including the United States, Britain, Israel, Canada, and Germany, tens of millions of citizens have already received shots, but elsewhere, immunization drives have barely gotten off the ground. Many health experts are predicting another year of loss and hardship in places like Iran, India, Mexico, and Brazil. Several European countries are complaining of receiving significantly fewer doses of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine than they expected. As AP's Charles de Ledesma reports, the reason is a retool of Pfizer's manufacturing capacity.
An official with Pfizer Denmark says the temporary reduction will affect all European countries. To meet a new 2 billion dose target, Pfizer is upscaling production at its Belgian plant. Germany's health ministry says Pfizer had informed the European Commission, which is responsible for ordering vaccines from the company, that it won't now be able to fulfil all of the promised deliveries in the coming 3 to 4 weeks. Officials regret the announcement because the company had made binding commitments for mid-February. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Ugandan soldiers entered the home of opposition leader Bobi Wine on Friday after he said Thursday's presidential election was marred by widespread fraud. Halima Atumani reports from Kampala.
The military moved in just hours after Wine on Friday said he would reject final election results, even before they were in, due to what he called the worst fraud in Uganda's election history. Speaking to the media earlier at his home in Kampala, Wine alleged ballot stuffing, vote rigging, intimidation and threats against media to prevent them from reporting irregularities. Wine declared himself president-elect over Yoweri Museveni, who has been in power since 1986, despite early results from Uganda's Electoral Commission showing a wide lead for the president. If 76-year-old Museveni is declared the winner over Wine, who is half his age, he would enter a sixth five-year term as president. But it's not necessarily his last. Uganda removed term limits in 2005. Halima Athmani for VA News, Kampala.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there will be a detailed review of Capitol security after last week's attack and a look at whether congressional colleagues helped the rioters. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
We must trust each other.
But amid some Democrat suggestions that GOP lawmakers helped the rioters by boosting President Trump's false charges that the election was stolen, Pelosi says there may be a need to prosecute them.
We really lost our innocence in this.
Federal prosecutors say the mob aimed to capture and assassinate elected officials. The Justice Department's watchdog says it'll investigate the department's actions before and after the assault to see what broke down and whether intelligence suggesting potential violence was shared with Capitol Police and others. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Retail sales fell in December as the surge in coronavirus cases kept people away from stores during the holiday shopping season. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Commerce Department says retail sales fell a seasonally adjusted 0.7% in December. That followed declines in October and November as well, despite efforts by many retailers to get people shopping early for Christmas gifts. Shoppers cut back on spending at electronic and department stores, and sales even fell online, down nearly 6% from November, though for the year they were up 19%. Sales did rise at clothing stores, up 2.4% in December, but for the year they were down 16%. The biggest increase was at gas stations, likely because people took road trips during the holidays. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Find more at our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.